Light of the Bhagavat, verse 43. In the autumn season, all the birds, beasts, and men become sexually disposed, and the bull, the stag, the male bird, the man, and other male creatures forcibly impregnate the fair sex. A similar impregnation takes place as a result of devotional service to Krishna. Devotional service to Krishna never goes in vain. Just at the right moment, the result of one's particular devotional service will come, even if one has no desire for it. The pure devotees do not wish any return from Krishna in exchange for their service, for they do not make business exchanges with Krishna. But Krishna, out of his own accord, fulfills all the desires of the devotees. But sometimes it may appear that a devotee of Krishna is becoming poorer and poorer in terms of material prosperity, but factually, he or she is not. The typical example is the Pandavas. The five brothers, headed by King Yudhishthir, underwent all sorts of difficulties because of the conspiracy of their cousins, headed by Duryodhana. But in the long run, King Yudhishthir was enthroned by Lord Sri Krishna, and his enemies were vanquished. King Yudhishthir was never disturbed by all the calamities which overcame them, even though Lord Krishna was ever their companion. The Pandavas never prayed to Krishna for anything but his devotional service, and in due time, everything came out in favor of the devotees. A devotee, therefore, should execute his or her devotional services with full energy, endurance, and confidence. A devotee should perform one's scheduled duties. One should be pure in heart, and one should serve in association with other devotees. All six of these items will lead the devotee to the path of success, and one should not be discouraged in the discharge of devotional service. Failures may not be detrimental, for they may be the pillars of success. One must have good faith in the regulative principles followed by the self-realized souls, and one should not be doubtful about the ultimate result of such devotional service. Rather, one must go on executing his or her prescribed duties without hesitation, and one should never be influenced by unwanted association. We should not consider going back to Godhead to be a plaything. We must take it seriously as enjoined in the scriptures. For a strict follower, the result is sure and certain, and when the time is right, the result will come of its own force. For example, Dhruva Maharaj went to worship God to gain something, but when he actually came in contact with God, Dhruva did not want anything from Krishna. However, Krishna awarded Dhruva Maharaj both benefits, that is, Krishna fulfilled his desires and also gave Dhruva eternal salvation. Such are the lessons we learn from all the revealed scriptures. The Almighty God awards the results we desire, and therefore we should desire that which is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. In devotional service, we should not endeavor for that which is temporary and useless.
Kujat kokila hamsa sarasa dana tirne mayura kule. Nana ratnani vadhamula vidapa Shri Yukta Vrindavane. Radha Krishna Maharnishang Prabhajato Jivarta Dao Yamuda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalaka Pujat Kokila Hamsa Sarasa Gana Kirne Mayura Kule Nana Ratnani Badha Mula Vitapa Shri Yukta Vrindavane Radha Krishna Maharnishang Prabhajatao Jivarta Dao Yamuda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalaka Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.